In this catch-up,
Pamela Rabe from Wentworth. And have you come across a secret document?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. It's time to guess the punchline.
We're having fun this morning.
You got your joke, Woods?
Yeah, bloody oath, I do. Your chance to win $50.
Beautiful.
I give you the setup of a joke. If you guess the punchline, you win $50. We got Eva here from Q-Dale. G'day, Eva. How you going?
I'm really good. How are you?
Very well. Do you rate yourself as a bit of a jokester?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Alrighty, Eva. Let's do it.
Okay.
What did the blanket say when it fell off the... Sorry, might have been a few audio issues over here. What did the blanket say when it fell off the bed?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Oh, incorrect, Eva. Moving on.
You've got to have...
She found it funny, though.
Yeah,
she had a good laugh.
What did the blanket say when it fell off the bed?
Yeah.
Now, have we done this joke before?
No, definitely not. Okay. I haven't heard this one before.
Chris from Bellevue. How you going, Chris?
Good, mate. Good. What's up?
Yeah, not much, mate. Just wanting to know what the blanket said when it fell off the bed.
Am I allowed to say it?
What do you mean?
Wait.
No, hang on. If you're swearing or if it's a bit rude, then probably not.
Well, hang on.
The blanket said, oh, sheet.
Yay! Oh,
yes! I felt like you were going to get
mate.
It. Chris?
Outstanding.
Well, I didn't know, you know, like they said, oh, you know, don't swear, and then I'm like, oh.
Yeah, oh sheet is not a swear word.
Yeah, you're just saying
what's
sheet.
You what's he won?
Mate, you, okay, Chris, big moment. Yeah. Can we get a drone going here, Maddie? Chris, this is, I mean, that's a bit of a game. You know, it's a bit of a warm up. The big moment here is, do you want to win $50 Australian or would you like a signed limited edition DJ Will poster? Chris, it's up to you.
Oh, tough. Do we get, like, drum roll or anything? Nothing?
Yeah, we'll get you a drum roll, mate.
Yeah.
Our audio producer loves fun. Here we go. Here we go. Chris, the poster or $50 in the biggest moment on Perth Radio ever?
Oh, I'm going to have to take the $50, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Mate, they're not that limited
That's really
anymore.
Shocking.
You've been
That's
giving shocking. Them out left, right, and
yeah.
centre.
Limited. There's only 10 left.
Right.
Yeah, no
Chris.
One.
Great
yeah,
there are only 10 of these things left, I think.
Oh, mate, but you've been giving them out.
There's a
like,
few more than that. I haven't been giving them out.
Yes, you have.
Everyone, Chris, do you think I've been giving them out?
Three a show, mate.
I've heard a few, but I've also heard a lot of people take the $50.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably the logical decision.
Great start, Chris.
Have a good day, Chris. Well done, mate.
All right, see you, Chris.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Started doing something at home with my girlfriend, and yeah,
beautiful. Go on, Will.
As you know, she's moved in recently, and so things are starting to get to a point where I can't. I'm losing my objectivity in terms of whether what we're doing is either cute and or maybe sexy or weird.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, like, I'm starting to lose the objectivity a bit there.
Sure.
It's like we're in Big Brother or something. You know, we're in there together. We don't really know what's going on.
Yeah. You've blocked out the outside world.
We've blocked out the outside world. Yeah. Sometimes you push the line. Like, I'm not sure if that was cute and sexy or a bit weird.
And she's Dutch, so we all know what Dutch people are like.
I like it when you get weird.
Yeah, it gets a bit weird.
Well, not sexually, obviously, but I mean just the little things that you do together.
We all remember the postcard story by the pool, but, you know, let's not get into it.
Now.
Gutter, Woody.
Now.
I didn't say anything.
What I've started doing, and I really want to know what you guys think about this, is I've started reading to her when we go to sleep.
Is that because she can't read English? Is that
No.
Are you in Woody and Courtney's relationship?
Pretty good.
Oh,
do you do, is it picture books by
no,
the bed?
No, I started reading to her. I started
do
reading.
You tuck her in? And then...
and then
there once was
place.
A prince called Will.
Is it because she doesn't speak English very well?
It's just that one, like, she obviously...
I thought she did.
No, she does. She obviously reads her own books in English. But, like, one night she just couldn't get to sleep well and I was reading and she said, can you read to me? And so I started reading to her and then...
She fell asleep.
Yeah, and she really liked it. So,
what do you read?
Your books are so boring. That's actually brilliant.
I'm currently reading like a history of humankind.
I'd fall asleep so easily.
It's like
a
psychological lens.
If you started reading that book right
it's
now,
like the psychology of human history. Yeah.
I just fell asleep.
Yeah, right. But what do you think? What do you think?
I actually want to say that it's weird, but I think it's really romantic.
Yeah,
and there was a moment in Sex and the City where Big did that with Carrie and they laid in bed together.
That's what we do.
Yeah. So
and he had his arm around. And then she falls asleep in my arms. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is super sexy and amazing. And
what do you think?
I wish Griffo would read to me.
Big and Carrie is exactly the way I describe your relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big boy and then she's little girl. You know. For me,
there is something wrong with him.
You're a big boy.
Stop.
Look at you, you're a big boy. No, I think it's pretty bloody weird, mate.
You think it's weird?
I will proofread Courtney's assignments that she does for school, for uni, but but I would not read to her.
Okay, so I thought that would divide you, but what I think that you guys can both agree on... And I was talking this with the producers actually, and one of them brought it up, and I had to agree. I think you would also agree I'd be a very good reader of any book.
I mean,
do you want to read a book up?
You are pretty good at reading out.
If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch.
Oh yeah, you did.
If neither foes nor loving
friends. Okay, we can bring that down.
I mean, that's Rudyard,
poetry
that's
was amazing. Did Rudyard you do speech Kipling and drama, and you had to read when you were younger?
No, I didn't do reading like you.
I did. I know you did
Bible reading. Anyway,
wasn't just Bibles that I read. By
so
the way.
Look out, versatile.
You guys think? Quite honestly, though, Woody.
It's good you get one back on me, Woods.
Multiple streaks to that bow.
All right, don't laugh at me. You can laugh with me.
All right, here's the thing. All right, what I want to do is I want to go to traffic and ads.
Okay.
And then you're going to rate us.
No, I'm not reading anything on air. I'm not reading anything on air. What I want to know, because I want to know, like, quite seriously from you two as well.
Yes.
Do you guys think I'd be pretty good at reading audiobooks?
Oh, you want to get a job?
Do you think I'd be pretty, like, no, let's just start at, do you think I'd be a good reader?
Well,
like, would
your
you
voice
like me
is
to...
a bit pitchy and stuff at times, like I've noticed on the show, so I don't know.
Sometimes you
Are
talk.
You kidding?
Listen.
I'm not going to read like that. I'm not reading like that.
But you talk quite judgy, and it's almost like I'd be like, I'm uncomfortable. It feels like you're judging me through a book.
I feel like you judge characters in the book as well.
Didn't pick that, did I? I thought you guys would be like, honestly thought you both would both be like, oh, you guys would be an excellent reader.
No, I'm 100% better than
you. Are you kidding? You wouldn't understand 50% of the words. So
yeah, but that's okay. I skip them.
Yeah, she'd dumb it down. I'm keen on that.
Here's what I want to know. 13, 10, 60, if you could have one of us read to you, who would it be?
Then are we going to read to them a bedtime story
not
at night
necessarily.
Time and film it?
I just think I'd be a good reader. I honestly do.
Oh, I would kick your butt. But anyway.
All right, 13, 10, 60. If you were to be read a book at night, who would you want reading it? Will, Heidi?
Or Woody.
Or Woody.
Woody's got the picture books.
All right, mate. I read comics. So they're not picture books, they're comics.
13, 10, 60 is number. And I reckon... Whatever happens here, I think that one of us has to go. Because we could be thinking for your kids at
it's
night.
A book
like
off.
If you need your kids to go to bed, who would be the best to read to them? Mm. I would be so much better than you.
Well, can we get something where we actually give it all an example? Like, a South Perth man has been charged with setting fire to his Riverdale business on Sunday night, causing over 500,000.
Why are you being so sexy about it? We just said kids. Well,
that wasn't sexy.
You added a sexy
man.
Oh, in South Perth, there was a man. He was a single man. 13, 10, 60. Who do you want reading to you? I think I did nothing, and I think I've won there. Here's a goal.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Now, only this show turns a cute story into a competition.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. Mm-hmm. I was telling you guys that I read to my girlfriend nightly.
You love a competition, though. You knew this was going to happen.
I never knew
us so well.
I was just trying to find a bit of support because I thought I'd found a bit of a calling in reading novels.
So doing poetry, being a DJ, speaking on the radio, having a law degree isn't enough for you?
Whoa. Endo.
It's a good rap shit.
That's your CV.
Now, what's happened is Ando, you not surprisingly have challenged me
yes.
as a reader of novels. You reckon you'd be a pretty good reader.
I'm actually reading a lot of books
and
at the moment.
And let's face it, we've got an audience.
They're all self-help ones, of course, but...
I was talking about reading out loud, obviously. That's like reading in your head is not going to help on the air. And then, Woody, quite surprisingly, given your history on television, you've come forward and said that you'd be a good reader as well.
I mean, give about 20 seconds of the show, Woody. Go for it.
That time when you couldn't remember to talk live on radio. So
it's a completely different skill. It's a completely different
skill. Woods, you can redeem yourself now. You've got yourself a book.
The other bit of audio that we're trying to find as well.
Stop trying to psych us out, Will.
Is the audio that time that Ando tried to Bible read Eminem. Now,
do we have it?
I don't know. I don't.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's choking now. The clocks run out. Time's up. Over. Don't know what that word is.
Now.
Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit. He choked up. He's so mad. But he won't give that up.
Okay, that actually sounded pretty good.
That actually went on air. Like, we that was...
Shut up!
What was the reason for doing
I
that again,
hate
Ides?
You both.
What was the reason
I'm going to read from my book.
Okay.
Rachel Johns, The Art of Keeping Secrets.
By the way, 3060, we're deciding who's the best reader. So,
well, clearly me. Didn't you know that?
Yourself up to that.
Yeah. Can you get something to get him, Maddie,
all right, here we go.
Whilst we're reading? All right. So this is called Rachel Johns, The Art of Keeping Secrets, Chapter 31, Felicity. She hadn't cried when she fled from Jeremy's room and she hadn't cried in the hospital. But when Flick heard Seb on the other end of the phone line, she had to bite back the tears.
Why do you always sound so erotic when you...
Shut up. You're trying to sell people here.
Oh.
It's so good to hear your voice, she whispered as she closed the bathroom door behind her. Ooh. She'd been wanting to talk to him for hours. For over 20 years, he'd been the first person she turned to when anything went wrong, and it was hard to break that habit of a lifetime. You too.
All right.
He puffed a breath.
All right.
It's your book.
Theatrical, a little bit too melodramatic, I'd say.
Yeah, over the top.
Champion Bible reader.
Way too over the top. Right. I didn't believe it. It wasn't real. Now, I've got a book from my desk. It's called The Fart Dictionary. Beans. Beans are good for your heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. So let's have beans with every meal.
Very good.
Your reading wasn't
beautiful.
That great.
Very good.
Cannon Anderson.
All right. Final reading for today.
I've got more if you want
to. Just to try and show you that I think I am the best reader. Obviously, we'll throw this to the people.
Yeah.
We'll do that after the news. But right now, I've got a self-help book from my boss's desk.
Are you sure it wasn't from my desk?
It's my favourite self-help book. She whips it out every time we have an argument. How to Manage Difficult People.
All right, you don't need to read it.
Proven
so good.
Strategies for dealing with challenging behaviour at work.
That's you, Will.
All right, here we go. I can't even
Come on,
read
you've
this.
Got to read it. Prove to everyone.
All right, here we go. That sort of thinking isn't what this book is about. Sometimes I get tired of hearing people say, think positive. What I'm suggesting is that in all the things we face in life, we focus on the positive aspects.
Nah.
Say, for example, a customer explains to you about some aspect of your product or service.
Boring.
It's easy
Do you have
to
that gong?
How is that?
Yeah, the gong. Where is the gong?
Tone. No, your tone is
We're
going to
throw it to
rubbish.
Shane here. We're going to throw
Shane.
It to Shane.
Shane from Banksia Grove. How you going, mate?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Shane, who do you want to read to you?
You've heard all the evidence.
Hands down, Will.
Yeah, hands down.
Hang on, Who are you?
Why are you so shocked? Why are you so shocked?
Now, this is the issue.
Revolting.
He gets too aggressive. Imagine Will doing this to your kid.
you just said, shut up for a little bit.
Your kid would have nightmares after Will
Shane,
reads.
That's obviously out of my reading. Shane said something. Thanks, Shane.
Shane, right. I'm disappointed.
He's had his vote. Let's go to Keani here from Huntingdale. Hey, Keani, how are you going?
So obvious.
Who would you like for us to read to you? Who do you want to read to you?
Heidi.
Oh, what?
Yay!
Sorry. Let's just. I don't know if you heard at the start, but this is Heidi reading Eminem in a Bible voice.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out.
I actually think it sounds fantastic.
Now. Everybody's choking now. The clocks run out. Time's up. Over.
Keani, you got a chance to save your vote if you want to.
No, she wants me.
Nah.
Oh, she's a minion.
Sounds like a minion.
Well, oh, just minion. Because she where's likes the... me doesn't mean she's a minion.
A minion. Where's the minion alarm?
It's a minion.
Where's the conch?
I love you.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
because there's a American radio host called Heather Wade,
yeah,
who says that she, unbelievably, has come across a top secret US document that 100% confirms that a UFO landed in the American desert of Roswell 70 years ago.
Wowee!
And they did all these tests on the aliens and stuff.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's Area 51 and there are aliens there. And I mean, maybe they're bringing them back to life. I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe you're an alien.
Struth almighty. Mm. Now, 131060, secret documents. I'm pretty excited.
I'm pretty... Let's get Ando away from the alien chat fast.
I don't mind.
She's really...
It's like putting petrol on a fire. We've got two anonymous callers here, which I'm very excited about. Yeah. We've got one from Canningvale. Hello, Canningvale.
Here we go.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. You found a top secret document?
You're an alien?
Yes, I actually found the top secret document over the weekend.
Oh, what is? God. Do you know what it is yet?
Yes, it is a receipt from a jewelry store for an engagement ring, and it has all the details on it.
Oh, my God. And it's, do you think that your partner's going to propose?
Yes, I think when he gets home from work next break.
Oh my God.
Do you feel guilty that you found it? Because now, you know, had you been questioning whether he was going to propose?
I haven't been questioning it, but I didn't think it was going to be this soon.
Canningvale, what if he doesn't propose? Are you worried about that at all?
I'm not worried about that, but if he doesn't, then he'll be in big trouble.
I would start. No, I won't say that. But yeah, wow. Oh my God.
That's epic.
Well, that's exciting.
You would what,
Heinz? Well, no, I would start to be like, when's he going to do it? Because if not, is it for someone else? That's what I would start to think, because that's my little brain, that works.
You clenched your fists when you did that. That is scary.
Anyway. So, amazing news, mate. I mean, like, congratulations, I suppose. Yeah. How great.
Can you keep us posted, Canningvale? Can you let us know when it happens? I mean, even if it's within a year or whatever, but can you let us know when it happens?
Yeah, no way.
Oh my gosh.
How much was it worth?
Yeah. Do you know?
Yes, but I don't know if I want to say over there.
Sure? Okay. Were you impressed?
About 20?
20.
Oh, wow, girlfriend. You're going to be walking around with a big rock on your finger.
What a dreamboat.
Totally worth it.
Wow. Oh, wow. How exciting.
Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, Canningvale.
I can't wait to hear what happens.
We have another anonymous call here from Scarborough. This is exciting stuff. Yeah. Scarborough, how are you going?
Hello, good. How are you?
Good. Now, you found a secret document, Scarborough?
Yep. So, I'm a teacher, and I had a year six student who was... he just did very weird behaviours and couldn't focus on his work and stuff like that. And I kept trying to present that there might be like a learning difficulty or something. And nah, he's been tested. No. And they wouldn't tell me any information. And I was really struggling with this kid. Mm-hmm. And he would sit under tables and lick the floor and all this weird stuff. So anyway, I was a bit sneaky and went into his previous teacher's file, and it said, like, top confidential, only speak to, and it said the principal's name. So I went and spoke to him, and he was like, it doesn't affect this boy's education, so you don't need to know. And I was like, okay. I sneakily hacked the password.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and found out that this little boy since birth has been convinced that he's a dog.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't allowed to make anyone aware that I knew that he was a dog. So when he would lick the floor and stuff like this, I knew that this is what he thought he was. But I couldn't bring it up and I couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And so does this person still think they're a dog?
Well, he's probably year 8 or 9.
Oh, wow. That would be tough. The poor kid.
Yeah. Oh, completely. Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of that ever.
Yeah. That's insane.
I've definitely heard of, like, you know, you learn about the personalities and stuff like that, but never, like, a different personality that's an object or a, you know,
an animal. Absolutely not. Yeah, no. Wow, that's it crazy.
I can't believe when the postman comes to school, it'd be an absolute nightmare. Imagine, but you could just throw a stick and it'd be... Anyway, enough jokes there.
Probably could have picked it after a little while, couldn't you? You know, when you... Yeah.
Third time you're picking up his poo off the floor.
No, like if it was fully convinced.
Yeah, no, that is amazing. That is amazing.
Well, that would be classified as an illness or something, wouldn't
it? Of course.
It?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. It's horrific.
Okay, we've got our last caller, Woods.
Wow.
We got Deborah. This is pretty epic stuff.
That was quite amazing. I also don't know how that girl plans to remain anonymous, given that I can't see there being too many schools or kids.
It might not have been.
No one knows, though. No one knows. And
we thank her for calling.
No, she didn't realise anyway. Deborah from Mindarik, how are you going?
Hi, how are you going, guys?
Good, very Deborah. Well, have you got you. A juicy story for us? You've decided to tell us your name. The other two have remained anonymous.
Oh, well, it's actually because my mum actually found the document, so I won't get into trouble, and she will.
Okay.
But basically what happened was is she woke up one morning and decided she was going to make her fortune by buying stuff from junk shops and selling them in antique stores. So she went round all the junk shops around England, and she turned up with a whole pile of junk in the car. And amongst it was like a tube, you know, the ones that you get from Australia Post that you kind of wrap posters up in, you know, those
mm-hmm. yes.
ones. Mm-hmm. And she opened it up, and it was actually the whole planning system for this massive shopping centre in England. Whoa. And I'm talking big, like bigger than Harrods, with all the security layout, all the cameras, all the whole thing. And she had all the blueprints for it.
Wow. It's
true. Wow.
And has she since, like, planned a heist on the...
Well, she kind of hung on for it for a while, I think, and thought about it over a glass of wine. But I think, no, in the end, she gave it in.
Yeah. If I got some plans, I don't know, I'd probably think boring, could have been something yeah. better.
Where's
you
the
know?
Gong? I was going to get the gong there. To...
Thanks, Deborah.
Thanks, Deborah.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
We are doing some really good stuff at the moment. I think, judging by the amount of messages and stuff we're getting, that we're making some waves in the field of male depression and pushing into an area right now, which is probably really uncomfortable for a lot of people. But as we've spoken about on this show before, I know that you will know someone or will know of someone who has either tried to commit suicide or really sadly, tragically, has committed suicide, Heidi.
Yeah, and I think that's last week you guys opened up, Will, you spoke about your depression, but highlighted Woody as being one of the guys that probably is really uncomfortable about having these kind of conversations.
Yep. It's just a bit trying.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm so, like, I'm so appreciative that you're trying.
Yeah.
I guess I wanted to kind of say to everyone today, keep the conversation going and continue to share it, because I got a phone call off my mum yesterday.
Yep.
And one of our good family friends tried to take his own life on Tuesday night. Mm. And that to me was like, wow, I thought we would say, you know, saving people and getting people to talk and stuff like that. But we had that conversation last week and we just want you to continue it. And I know you spoke to your psych, Will, and she was saying, yep. Make sure you guys have the conversation, but then take the next step of yep. going and seeing your GP. And I mean, this guy, no one even knew anything. He'd separated from his partner and yep. and it was an irrational moment. He wasn't thinking clearly.
Yep.
And what saved him was she put their little girl's voice on the phone and spoke to her dad. And that saved him in that moment.
Yep.
So sometimes you don't know that people are struggling, and sometimes definitely. We do crazy things with our irrational thoughts.
And sometimes you might not even know that you yourself are struggling. I know that sounds weird, but I know I've been there before. Sometimes you're in the middle of it, and it takes something for you to realize that you're not doing that well yourself. So
yeah.
There's a quiz.
There is a quiz. You can go and just, it's a very simple quiz. Go and see your GP and sit down, have a chat. The government will pay for that little sit down as well. Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks very much, Malcolm. But if you haven't got anyone to talk to, 13 11 14 is the lifeline number. But Heidi, I know you've been doing some wonderful stuff with some people that have come in here that have been tragically on the other end of somebody who has actually suicided.
And I guess I want to reach people that maybe are contemplating thinking that's the only answer by sharing people like Trevor's story. Now, Trevor came in to speak to – he didn't even come in to speak. He came to support his sister, Amanda, who had lost her brother only on Good Friday. So up next, I want to share with you – like I said, Trevor wasn't even going to speak, but his story – is so powerful, and I'd really love for you to stick around to hear it. You can also check it out on our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody.
Beautiful. Make sure if you are struggling, guys, have a chat with a friend, go and see your doctor, or if you know of someone you think is struggling, make sure you do have a chat with them or call Lifeline 13 11 14, but that's up next.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
We've been speaking about male depression and suicide over the last week and a half, and we're going to continue it for the next couple of weeks. You can check out our Facebook page, Heidi, Will and Woody, of the great conversation that you guys had about depression and men and speaking about their feelings. But also I'd ask you to check out Trevor's video. So Trevor came in to share his side of the story. He was coming in last week to support his beautiful wife, Amanda, who tragically lost her brother to suicide on Good Friday this year.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you'll meet her over the next couple of days, as well as I share her story too. But Trev wasn't even going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I met him, you could tell he wants to change the way, exactly what we're out to do, the same kind of thing. He wants to make an impact on the community that this isn't the answer.
Mm.
And when Trev spoke, I was just in awe of everything that he had to say. So he spoke about his brother-in-law, Drew, but he also spoke about his own battle with depression. And he tried to commit suicide 2 years ago that his wife didn't even know about until all this has come up and he's felt comfortable enough to share his story.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, this is Trevor.
I came pretty low, came very low. And the thing that saved me was I saw a vision of my wife and my kids. Seeing the pain that my family's gone through. Nobody has to go through that. There's always somebody else who can help you. And at Drew's funeral, there were 400 people there. 400 people who loved him. He just didn't see it. I suffer from depression. I don't say that I suffered, because once you have it, you're always going to be susceptible to it. I manage it. I understand what my triggers are. But seeing the pain that my family's gone through, no way in the world will that black dog get me. No way. People need to realize the people left behind, they're lost. They're in pain. And there's no answers. We've got to get out there that it's okay to be upset. It's okay to admit that something's wrong. Don't let it get you. And don't leave people behind.
Wow.
Well said, Trev.
Yeah, it was, great stuff. And that's the conversation that we kind of had when you're in the depths of it. And like I said, I can't understand that myself, but it isn't the answer, because all these people around you, this is what they're left with. And they don't, they, yeah, I can't even explain it. Like I said, Trevor set it up so well.
Yeah,
and you can.
There's really a bit of that.
There's a video on our Facebook page at Heidi, Will and Woody. We're going to be meeting other people that have been affected this week. But if you do want to get in contact with Lifeline, if you're worried about yourself or you're worried about someone else, or you might be even be affected by this content, just get in touch with Lifeline 13 11 14.
Yeah, hopefully this is hitting you in the right ways, guys. I mean, like, if you are struggling with that, I mean, like, even listening to that, I could empathize a lot with some of the stuff that Trev was saying about, you know, knowing what your triggers are and how that affects you and managing it and all that sort of stuff. But those sorts of comments only come through experience. They only come through talking with people that help you realize that those exist. So you can only have that sort of perspective if you've spoken to somebody who knows what they're talking about. And they're readily available and they want to talk to you. And as I said before, Malcolm will pay for it. Thank you very much, Mr. Turnbull.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Great guy. Great guy that he is. But go and see your GP. Go and just book an appointment, sit down, say you're not feeling great. It's really simple. It can be completely anonymous.
Yeah.
And yeah, go and get some help. It's a life-changing. It can be a really good experience as well. 13 11 14 is the Lifeline number.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Talking about great escapes.
Mm. Yeah, so currently there's a Perth boy from Subiaco. His name is Sean Davidson, who has dug his way out of Keripikan prison in Bali with three other inmates. And 15 metres, they reckon, along the drainage. And then they've got out. They've, I think, apparently cut the CCTV cord, which the prisoners and officers and that didn't realise beforehand. So this is all leading up. They did it between 6:30 and 8:30 in the morning, and no one's seen them since.
Yeah. Absolutely epic.
So we're not focusing on that because we feel as if we don't really think anyone would probably have another prison break story. Or, you know, if you do, please call us.
But if you have had another great escape on maybe a smaller scale, but I think it was still epic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I every time I go to an event, I will have a great escape. Like Courtney and I have, we have drilled exercise. Like I'm like, go for drill two, which means that Courtney drops a glass. I go out the back and bail. She waits 5 minutes, actually 5 minutes. The car is running out the front. She runs out, gets in the tray of the ute and we're gone.
That's it.
That is a great escape.
That's a great escape.
That we organise.
And think about when you've been out dating, you know, you work out the great escapes with your girlfriends or even your guy mate to get out of the dates.
I used to have a friend. I used to tee up a friend before I'd go on a date who would call me on a date about an hour in.
Mm-hmm.
He'd call me and then I'd answer the phone and he'd always pretend to be my little brother and say that something was wrong. And I'd answer the call and then he'd be like, is everything all right? And I'd be like, yeah. And one time I was like, oh no, geez, mate, I'll be there right away. And I had to.
Perfect.
But how good's that?
It's good.
You walk out, she has to get the bill. You know all about that, Woody. And you're away.
And you just leave it. Anyway,
you're away. Yeah.
That's what we're looking for here on 13, 10, 60.
Family Christmases, family events.
Oh, how did you get out? The great escape.
Mm. I mean, what I do is I just completely spike both my parents' drinks at lunch.
Perfect.
And they're out. Perfect. They hit the couch after the Christmas pudding, gone. And then I can go and, you know, hang out with the boys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, give us a call, 13, 10, 60.
Eleni, no, illegal. We'll take her up next.
We want to hear from you.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Great escapes.
Yeah, real simple.
There we go. That's what we're after.
Beautiful. Here we go. Look out.
Doesn't really sound great, though.
Well, no, the phone talk hasn't been great either. I mean, barely anyone's talking. Let's be
honest.
Where
are you, Perth? Wake up. 13, 10, 60. We're talking about the Australian Sean Davidson, who has broken out from prison in Bali, Karabakan.
This has got all the hallmarks of a great phone topic.
Yeah, metres under the ground.
Great story.
Drainage. But I mean, like, people are probably worried that they can't top that, but we're not after prison breakouts. We're after, you know, you breaking out from your mum and dad's dinner that they put on, and how did you get out of it?
Yeah,
the great escape plan.
The great escape. How'd you do it?
Yeah.
Guys, pretty exciting. We've got an anonymous call from Bali. This is our third anonymous call this morning. A little bit juicy on a juice day. Now, Anonymous.
Hello, Anonymous.
Pretty good, mate.
You've chosen to remain anonymous. Have you got a great...
Now, we're being told we don't condone this behaviour, is what I was trying to get Woody to say there, but he's...
So we don't condone this behaviour. That's why you've remained anonymous. So,
well, it's not recommended behaviour, I'd say.
Sorry, are you in prison now?
No way.
Oh, okay. So
what? You've broken out of prison?
No, I was getting arrested in town one night, and I was being a bit on the bad side of things, and as soon as they slammed me inside the back of the paddy wagon, and they've locked it up, one of my best buddies has just slid over, just undone the latch, slowly opened the door, and I've slid out, I've sprinted up the road, and we've actually hit the corner, and we were watching the police, and they did not even notice for about 10 minutes, too.
Wow!
So you escaped the back of a paddy wagon?
Yes, I've got to assume that he did.
Wow, that's pretty bold. Like,
now, we
don't
condone that behaviour, though.
But you've got to be,
pretty epic.
Go on, Anna.
You've got to be pretty, epic.
And then apparently he got in the Swan River and swam halfway. And then
but to do that, that takes a lot, doesn't it? I would be so scared.
But if you do get arrested, just respect it and, you know, go to jail.
Exactly.
Yeah, go to jail.
And go to jail.
Do not pass code.
Start your rehabilitation. No, that's why the legal...
The Heidi Will and Woody Catcher on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.